Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Freestyle Friday, where it's usually just me, you, and the mic. For those of you who don't know, I'm in the middle of a little series here called Lessons from My Chat with Papa. I interviewed my grandpa on a cruise that we were on a few weeks back, and it initially was just going to be something that I wanted to show to my kids and grandkids and all that kind of stuff. But after recording it, I just kind of felt like I should release it here because the guy's 88 years old and he's led a very interesting life, working in the LA County Fire Department, joining the army at 17 and serving in the Korean War growing up, in the Great Depression, World War II era, all that kind of stuff. So I figured, hey, why not go ahead and share this on my Freestyle Friday episodes? Because this is the time of the week where I can just kind of do whatever I want, let you guys kind of get to know me a little bit better and have me kind of get to know you all a little bit better here on this episode. So if you are looking for more actionable networking content, feel free to press stop on this episode and tune into any of the other shows that I have available. But for everyone else, I can't wait to get into the next part of this series. But first, you hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds here on the show. If this is a new term to you, or you've always really kind of wondered exactly what a mastermind is or what they do or why you should invest in one, you're definitely going to want to take my free mastermind course. It is everything that you need to know about masterminds in just 6 short lessons, and it's 100% free. So there's literally no reason to not at least see what it's about. Just head over to freemmcourse.com to grab that course and start today. And now here is part 4 and the final part of Lessons from My Chat with Papa. Before we finish everything off, you are like a bank of stories and you've told a couple of, you know, different things, but I want, if you can just kind of pull one or two quick stories out of your time in the army and then your time in the fire department, just a couple, maybe people that stick out in your mind or, stories that are, you know, representing your experience in the, both of those work settings.
Well, you know, I can't remember much about the army. That was 70 years ago. but there were a couple of guys that I was in boot camp with who they went into the infantry and they went to Korea and they didn't make it back. And there were fire department stories too. There's some of them I just can't talk about.
Yeah. Well, I won't make you talk about those ones, but what about?
We had fun though in the fire stations.
I was going to say, if you
worked in the busy stations, those were the ones where there was more hoorah and playing and the whole works.
Pranking and.
When I worked in East LA, Station 3, it was a big station. We had, I think, 11 guys work there. And there was always some goofball stuff going. We had a little closet like for a phone booth, and a couple of times guys would be in there. It was our private phone that we paid for, and guys would be in there, and somebody would put a 2x4 between the door and the fire truck was sitting right there and blocking that guy in. And they'd get up on the roof, and there was a vent up on the roof, and they'd take a fire hose up there and just rain water down on that guy inside. And there's there's one guy, he was always one of the worst perpetrators of
the
stuff.
Messers. One of the worst messers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got him one time. We finished dinner, and when we'd do that, we'd pick up our plate and maybe a pot or a pan and take them over to the sink. So I did that, and this guy was sitting at the table with his back to me, and we had had pork and beans as one of the side dishes, and they were probably an inch and a half or so of pork and beans still in the pot. So I put the pot under the warm water and put 2 or 3 inches of water in there mixed with the pork and beans, and took it over to this guy and turned it upside down on his head. And he said when it was first coming down, he thought it was water till he saw it was all orange. He chased me round and round the station about three
Didn't
or four
feel
times.
Good to be the messy that time, huh?
Yeah. But he got me, though, because I was working a 2 or 3 day or 2 or 3 24-hour shifts in a row. And we always got up at night in that station 2, 3, 4 times. And so I'd got up the night before, and I was sleepy. And so I went into this little storeroom where there's a little cot in there. And I laid down to take a nap. And I locked the door.
Because you knew.
You're always vulnerable.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't lock the window. And the window was only like waist high. So this guy, Ron Mosco was his name. So he climbed in through the window with a 5-gallon bucket of water, dumped it in my face. And man, when I was coming to, I thought the 40-year flood had hit. I just about drowned.
I was going to say, that's just a form of waterboarding.
Yeah.
5-gallon.
Yeah, it was. And he ran, he's laughing all the way. But then I got him back another time. He was sitting in the toilet area, and the toilet was separate from the wash area. The toilets had the door had a foot open at the top and a foot at the bottom. And I had brought a cherry bomb into work, and he was sitting in there reading paper, and I lit this bomb off and slid it under the door. And he heard the
screeching noise. And he looked down, and all I could hear was swish, swish, swish of this paper. He was trying to get away, and he couldn't get away, obviously. After it, the big boom, I mean, it was like being in a barrel and somebody throwing a cherry bomb in there. I looked over the top, and here's a little fluttering in paper from the fireworks going down on him. But that's the way it was in the really busy stations. A lot of hoorah on.
Hey, what's up, fellow and future networkers? Want to listen to Build Your Network a Day Early? Download the Himalaya app and follow the show for exclusive first access. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters, aka me, some love with Himalaya's tip jar. It's free. It's the easiest platform to use, and they're adding cool new features every single day. So go to the App Store, download Himalaya, that's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A, and don't forget to follow Build Your Network once you're there.
Didn't the guy one time like light his hair on fire or something?
It's Bill Hoke. He was a crazy guy. I think he was literally on the edge.
Yeah, just one or two fries short of that.
He was working at West Hollywood Station and went out on a night run. Came back in the station and had our turnout coats and turnout pants and boots on. He took his turnout coat on, and he was built like a gorilla. And just about as hairy as a gorilla, too. And so he lit up a cigarette and walked out the front of the station, because there's always traffic on Santa Monica Boulevard. And he stood out there looking at the cars. And just for the heck of it, he held a cigarette lighter down by his belly. And there was like a brush fire where it whoosh up his chest, and he was just beating his chest trying to put the fire out. but he was
for the heck of it, no dare, no nothing, just because he wanted to see what would happen.
Just to see what would happen. And he did another goofy thing that you probably don't have time for those, but
yeah, go for it. If you got something on top of your head, we
well, time. Yeah, he worked at the station down in Mint Canyon, and he was in the shower one day when this guy who had been a deputy sheriff, and he quit that and came on there. Took the fire exam and came on. And big guy, Bill Hoke, wasn't big, but he was probably 5'10 and really heavily muscled. Mm-hmm. And like I say, hairy as an ape. But he was in the shower. And this guy comes and opens the shower door and pees on his leg.
Oh, God.
And I guess it kind of befuddled Hoke at the time what to do. But then for the next 2 or 3 weeks, all the guys in the station said, "Man, I don't know if I'd let a guy get away with that kind of stuff." Yeah. And they kept kind of needling him, right, you know, until one day Hoke came in the station. He was off duty. And this ex-sheriff was on duty, and Hoke rings the front doorbell, and the sheriff comes to answer the door, and Hoke landed a haymaker right on the guy, knocked him down, and they fought all around that office, back and forth.
This was weeks after.
Yeah, just a month after. He'd just been, you know, boiling on in his mind all this time. But as a result, Hope got 30 days off without pay.
Oh, really?
But then, as the whole story got out, they rescinded that and put him back to work because he...
it's deserved.
He had pretty good justification to do something.
Exactly. It's funny that he spent 4 weeks thinking about it, and the best he came up with was just punching him in the face. That was the best thing that he could think of.
Yeah, but he went to work in there one day too, and there was an overtime captain working that he didn't know Hoke. He had just heard about him. Hoke had a pretty, he was well known.
Right.
And the captain was in the office doing his paperwork, and Hoke comes in there and leans on his desk and puts his face about 2 feet from the captain's face. Said, "What's it all about?" He just like that, asked him, "What's it all about?" And the captain looked up, and he didn't know. He didn't know what the
no context.
Nothing. Nothing more. But Hoke was a good guy, though. He was fun to work with.
Definitely helps pass the time a little bit on some of those longer.
And he was really well read. I mean, you could bring up any subject, and he could talk about it. But he was funny guy.
Well, all right, Papa. I know been talking for a little bit. We could talk for hours and hours, but
yeah,
figure to close it out here. But thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time to listen to my sad story.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds here on Build Your Network. They are literally what I attribute most of the new quality relationships in my life to. If this is a new term to you, or you've always kind of wondered exactly what a mastermind is or what it does or how much they are, how to find one, all those types of details, you are definitely going to want to take my free mastermind course. It is everything you need to know about masterminds in just 6 short lessons. It's 100% free, so there's literally no reason to not at least see what it's about. Just head over to travischappell.com to grab that course and start today. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.